new supercomputer, a rust bug, and the hardware realities most developers ignore. The ISC 2026 conference brought a new number one on the top 500 supercomputer list. According to a technical breakdown from Chips and Cheese, the new leader achieves its performance advantage through next-generation interconnects and a memory architecture that reduces latency penalties for cross-node communication. The top system now operates at a scale that would, roughly 15 years ago, have represented the combined performance of the entire top 500 list. The geopolitical subtext of the announcement was not lost on Hacker News. The top 500 has historically functioned as a proxy competition between the United States, Japan, China, and occasional European entrants. The country of origin of the new leader carries direct implications for export control policy, research collaboration agreements, and the ongoing debate over whether Western chip export restrictions are genuinely slowing Chinese supercomputing development or simply making it less visible on public rankings. A technical deep dive on non-uniform memory access architecture, published by Etera and surfaced on Hacker News, explained why memory topology matters for real workloads. In modern multi-socket systems, a processor core on one socket may take 50 to 100 nanoseconds longer to access memory physically attached to a different socket. For database, virtualization, and high-throughput networking workloads, that latency difference is material. Cloud providers sell virtual machines that may or may not carry NUMA-aware scheduling, meaning customers can pay for capacity they are not efficiently using. Cloudflare disclosed a bug in Hyper, one of Rust's most widely deployed HTTP libraries and the foundation for the request crate, parts of Curl's Rust bindings, and a significant portion of the Rust web ecosystem. The bug involves edge cases in HTTP response handling under specific connection state transitions. Cloudflare disclosed it responsibly, and the Hyper team patched it promptly, a clean illustration of modern open-source security response. The case also serves as a reminder that memory-safe languages protect against a class of vulnerabilities. They do not protect against protocol-level logic errors that the type system cannot see. Apple's internal SIF sparse disk image format was reverse-engineered in a post that traced its magic bytes, header structure, and metadata encoding in forensic detail. Separately, a developer documented running OpenBSD on a Limo Yilung, a Chinese MIPS architecture laptop from approximately 2009, working around architecture quirks the post called Dragons. Both stories in different registers make the same point. The open source ecosystem's commitment to portability has preserved the ability to audit, analyze, and run software on hardware and formats that their original manufacturers would prefer remain opaque.